on the line now have Shane McTomas from the Glasnevin Museum. Hello, Shane. Good morning to you.
How's it going now?
It's cold here. Say it's freezing out there.
I'm standing in a cemetery with wind blowing through cold headstones, so if I shiver, you know why.
I was saying to you before I brought you up that I was over there a couple of months ago, and it's really, really doing well, the museum.
Yeah, it's doing great, and it's great to see. We've got loads of school kids in this week, so all learning about Irish history, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm. It's always great to see that. Is there anything in particular that people sort of veer towards that's very, very popular?
Michael Collins. Mm-hmm. Michael Collins is our superstar up here, so his grave is full of flowers and always has been.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things we talked about before as well, and I've seen a lot more coming out from the history of around that time, is about the role that women played. Is there? I mean, when I went over to talk to you about 2 years ago, I was really, really surprised, very interested, of course, but how it's been sort of earmarked out of history, but it's been coming to the fore. So is there a lot of interest in that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we promote the women on par with the men, and you have people like Countess Markovic here and Helena Maloney and, of course, Elizabeth O'Farrell. So we're always pushing that agenda up here as well to get some parity in it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say, well, apart from what we're going to talk about now, I'd advise people to go over any time of the year there. It's of great interest. I mean, even, as I say, talking about the women, there was one programme on there in Teeny G a while ago where one of the women was even airbrushed. What did he call it? Airbrushed out of a photograph. Right. Did you see that?
Yeah, just left our boots in the picture. That's Elizabeth O'Farrell.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But I'd advise people any time of the year to go over to the museum. It's a great place to be and to learn about the history. Okay, but you have some wonderful things coming out over the Christmas.
We have a number of events up here. It all kicks off on December the 11th. We're lighting a Christmas tree at the Angels Plot up here for all the children that are buried in the cemetery. And of course, anybody's welcome to come along to that. We've been doing it a couple of years now, and it's proved very popular with parents and relatives alike.
Mm-hmm. And when, that's happening on the 11th?
That's happening on the 11th at 4 o'clock here in the cemetery.
Okay. And also, tell me about Entropy. What is that?
Entropy, it's the National College of Art and Design. Their ceramics department have done an exhibition up here of everything from jewellery to art and all sorts of weird and wonderful things. So if you're interested in avant-garde art, the museum has a wonderful exhibition up here that's on until March.
And that's running until March. Now, you have something happened the 21st, Solstice. Tell me about that.
A Winter Solstice Supper. And, you know, it's the shortest day of the year. The Celts have been celebrating this for millenniums now at this stage. So we're getting in on it as well. And you can come up here and hear about the winter solstice, be storytelling, poetry, there'll be singing, you'll get a supper. So it's all happening here on the 21st of December in the museum.
Okay, and also after Christmas, you're having workshops as well for children. I'm always interested in stuff that they can bring children, because kids being off school over the Christmas, people, even though they have loads of toys, people are still looking to entertain them.
Yeah, that's on the 28th and 29th. Of December. And you know the way after Christmas the elves have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we found something for them to do up here in Glasnevin. So they'll be doing a workshop with children, and part of the workshop will be looking at all the things you did in 2011 and putting them into a little time box for you, maybe to open in 10 years time or 20 years time to remember 2011.
And where will they be put, Shane?
The boxes.
For the 10 years, yeah.
Well, that's up to the children. Top of the wardrobe would mm-hmm. be my suggestion. But,
okay.
But when it's up to the children, they'll take them home and they'll have these little time capsules of the day.
Okay, that sounds really terrific. And of course, as well, for people interested in flowers as well, because people all the time they're visiting graves, and they can do a florist workshop as well.
That's right, Joe. We have fantastic florists up here who have years of experience in doing all sorts of things. So they're doing workshops on the day as well.
And what way will it be fixed over the Christmas for our opening, Shane?
We're open on the 24th till 4 o'clock. And then we're back open on the 27th. So we're only closed for 3 days.
Okay.
But the cemetery itself is open, and the florist and the cafe shop will be open as well. So if people are coming up to visit graves, the cemetery is open till 6 o'clock every day.
Okay, and the museum itself, is that open every day, and is it opening just for the day, or is it open in the evening as well?
It's closing on the 24th at 4 o'clock and it's reopening on the 27th.
It'll
be open from 10 o'clock until 5.
Till 5 o'clock in the evening, that's where I wanted to get. Listen, congratulations on the museum. I know it's a bit late coming because how long is it? It must be 2 years open now.
We opened in April 2010.
So it's coming up. Oh, it's just coming up to a year. Shane, congratulations yourself. I'll try and get in there and get a hot cup of tea or a hot whiskey and get
do
the heat back.
Yeah. I'll join you.
I hope to be talking to you again soon. I'll probably see you up there again. As I said, I was over there a couple of months ago and I really enjoyed it, so I'll have to bring the family over as well.
Do, and give us a shout when you're up, Noel.
I will indeed. Thanks very much, Shane.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.